Charlotte Talks just marked its 22nd year on the air on WFAE. When the show launched, Charlotte was wrestling with growth, the role of race in public schools, transportation. There were big bank mergers, and the country was headed toward a presidential impeachment. The more things change, huh? What hasn't changed is the importance of listeners' financial support. Click the donate button at WFAE.org or call 704-549-9000. This is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. Summer is here, and lots of people, after being stuck at home for so long, are thinking about getting away, taking a vacation. But can you? Should you? We find out later in the program. First, Johnny Jennings. Yesterday, he became the new chief of Charlotte Mecklenburg Police.
Chief Jennings, you are officially sworn in as the police chief of one of the finest departments in this country, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police. You have the podium.
Mayor Vial Isles handing the job to Chief Jennings at a time when CMPD and police departments across the country are under intense scrutiny amidst calls for social justice and police accountability. We spend the first part of the program talking with Chief Jennings about that and some other things as well. Welcome to the program and congratulations on the job, Chief.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I appreciate you having me.
We had weeks of protests here and around the country decrying police tactics, calling for social justice and change and accountability. What steps do you feel need to be taken, and what steps are you prepared to take as CMPD chief?
Yeah, I think some of the first steps we've already taken is that we are open and willing to listen. And to me, that's the big thing. And I see that's the biggest difference we see with past protests and demonstrations we've seen across the country. Is that a lot of different eyes are open. And I think the next step is to collaborate with the community and collaborate with these groups and organizations that want to see change. We need to know as a police department what that change and their expectations look like.
We're hearing anecdotal stories from around the country from police unions and police officers saying that universally morale is low. They feel that the criticisms leveled at police are unfair, that it's just a few bad apples. It's not systemic. Where do you stand on that? Is it just a few bad apples, or is there a culture change in order?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both to that. I've been pretty clear that as long as human beings are doing this job, there are going to be mistakes made. There are going to be people in these roles and positions that probably should not be. And we have to make sure that we're diligent on the front end to make sure that people that are doing this job are the right ones and the ones that really hold their communities at heart. And at the same time, we have to continue to lay out our expectations on how to treat the people that we serve. And I want to look at more of a customer service type of base for policing.
What about the militarization of the police that we witnessed here and around the country in terms of equipment, in terms of tactics by police? Should we roll that back to, say, the 50s or 60s when it wasn't like that?
Yeah, I think we need to look at how our tactics are used, and that's something that we've been doing in Charlotte as well. But we've changed some policies to even though there are certain things that are acceptable practices on how you deal with demonstrators and rioters or protesters, but there's some things that we felt like didn't aesthetically were not proper. And if you look at them and say, do you have to use those tactics, or can we do some other things? And I think we've done that. We've changed some things that I feel like will help us better serve when we have those large protests and demonstrations or even riots.
Yesterday, just prior to your swearing in, City Manager Marcus Jones asked you for a gut check.
So, Chief Putney, before we swear in Chief Jennings, we have to just make sure that Johnny still wants to do this. You're still with us, right, Johnny? Okay. Oh, okay, so Putney, I think you can officially retire, okay?
So you are coming into this office at a time of significant turmoil. You've been with the department for 28 years. You know it inside and out. You know the city. You know what you're facing. So why do you want this job?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, people have told me, well, you couldn't have picked a worse time to come into this. And I disagree. I think that We are looking at the forefront of change across the nation, and any police chief who is going to be a part of that and be successful at it can basically put a feather in his cap in the end, because this is a big deal, and we've never seen anything like this in policing. So I'm excited to be on the front end of it, and I hope that when I leave that people will see me as a pioneer to lead how we're going to change in policing and get the community input to do the same.
Are you and former Chief Putney two pages of the same book, or are you different chapters, or are you different books altogether? Will they be, in other words, will there be a significant shift in focus, attitude, and how things are conducted?
I think, you know, it's interesting you asked that. I think that we have, Chief Putney and I have similar visions and the same love for this community and this department. We do have different personalities, and we've had that discussion many times, that you lead based on who you are, and your personality does not need to change to try and be someone you're not. And, both of our leadership styles got us to where we were. So when you say, are we different books, chapters, pages, I check all of the above, because there are different ways that we lead. But I think that we each have our own measure of success.
So when Mayor Lyles turned, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. There'll be some differences that people will see, I think it's a good thing for our department.
When Mayor Lyles turned over the reins to you yesterday, she said you were taking over one of the finest police departments in the country. Some people don't see it that way. So I'm curious, from your point of view, what's good and what needs to change?
Yeah. So the people, or you said about what's good, is I think that when people look at us from the outside, they don't see what is the family type atmosphere that we have within here. Our people will do anything for each other in moments of need. People don't see when we have an officer who's in financial needs because of health issues or something. Our people step up and they take care of each other. We are very close internally in that aspect, and we know that we have things that we need to do to get better, and we continue to get better. What needs to change is the us against them concept, and I think that's internally and externally, because we have so much divisiveness between us and the community at this point. But I think what I need to let our officers know, there's a lot of people out there that support them and want to see this department succeed.
At your swearing-in yesterday, you said the department will focus on four main areas: professional accountability, community collaboration, crime management, and employee wellness. Is this a new approach in some of these areas, or a continuation of what's been being done?
I think a lot of this has been at some level being done, but what my goal is to have a major focus. And you look at when we talk about pillars or the core values and things like that, that's what I want to make sure that we are definitely focusing on. And, you know, for example, employee wellness, there are some more things that we can do intentionally to make sure that our officers are equipped in, both in the mental side and equipment-wise, that we are able to serve the public, because none of the other things will roll or exist if we don't take care of the people who are set forth to do these tasks.
You talked about professional accountability, and there's a cry for that across the country with police departments. Define a professional accountability. Define it.
Yeah, and, you know, and first I'll say that that's something our officers want as well, because when someone tarnishes the badge or the image of policing, it affects everyone, and that hurts. And so when I say professional accountability, I also mean that we hold each other accountable as well. So if someone is out there, you know, a lot of talk about duty to intervene has been out there lately. We need to open that door to where before things get escalated, that you have an officer that can recognize things are going south and step in and take over for another officer. and that could possibly save a job or save a career of both officers. But accountability means, you know, we also have due process in that. So I disagree with unless something is so egregious. Now we're going to take care of that on the front end. However, I think officers at the same time, they deserve the due process when things don't appear right, and they might step out of the boundaries of our policy, and then we go through due process to hold that accountability.
In other departments, accountability or calls for accountability or moves to have more accountability have lowered morale among police officers. They feel like they're under siege. They resist that. And that leads to, as I said, low morale. So how do you have both accountability and employee wellness during a time when you're asking for a culture change?
Yeah, you have to show, just like I mentioned, due process. You have to show that in any way that we hold an officer accountable, that we're going to do it fairly, and we're going to give them that process to be able to hear their side of the story, to be able to investigate it fully, and to make sure that when we make a decision to sustain a violation, that it's pretty clear to everyone that that was the right decision, and not based on emotions, not based on current climate, but we need to make sure that officers know that when someone is given a disciplinary action within the agency, that they can understand that and they feel like that person's been treated fair. If we do that, I think we can also help mitigate some of the morale issues that come along with it.
You spoke yesterday and again this morning about adopting a customer service mentality. How difficult do you see that being for your officers, and doesn't it require that those that they face in the field, your customers, so to speak, change their attitude about police?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. But you look at, and the way I came up with that and thought about it, you know, you go into a restaurant, you go into any retail store, and you expect good customer service, and you expect to be treated fairly in those places. And why can't police have that same mentality and to make sure that we're treating everyone fair with fairness and respect? So what comes along with that is not just training, which we're looking at some things to train officers of those expectations, but also the accountability end of it. Your first-line supervisors are going to be key, and also that we celebrate when officers are providing good customer service out there. We have to recognize and reward that.
There's some distrust in some areas of the community of police, and when former Chief Putney elevated you to the rank of deputy chief in 2016, he called you a man with unwavering commitment to professionalism, integrity, and leadership. How do you get the public to believe that and to trust your department?
I have to show them. I mean, we can talk all day. We can have these discussions. But until they get to know me and see me out there, which is also another challenge due to COVID-19. But I have to figure out creative ways to make sure that the public knows who I am and what I stand for. You know, again, I can say all the right things, but unless I'm doing them and proving that I'm doing them, then it's meaningless.
I have about 30 seconds. There have been discussions since George Floyd's death that we're asking the police to do much, too much, and perhaps something should be handed off to, say, social workers. Domestic disturbance calls to social workers or meter maids should take traffic calls. In 20 seconds or less, what are your thoughts on that?
Mike, I absolutely agree that we are asked to do too much. However, if those things are taken away from our authority to do, I want to make sure that they're done with the utmost integrity that we hold them to, and done correctly and to be successful.
Our new Chief of Police, Johnny Jennings, who started the job yesterday, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it. Support comes from WFAE members and Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to Mazda's focus to ensure every element of a car is designed around the driver. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com.